FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports.
It is halftime at Steeles Stadium, and the Evergreens lead Toma 27-6. I'm Chris Conley. You know what? This is, it's a deceptive score because the Evergreens are the better team. The Evergreens are likely to move on to victory. I mean, I'm not sure that Toma comes back from three touchdowns down, although anything can happen. The Evergreens have four touchdowns in the first half, but only one of them generated by the offense. And that's what kind of just makes the feel of the first half a little bit strange. We'll talk about the offense in just a moment, but first let's recap our scoring. The Evergreens got on the board on the very first play of the game. The Evergreens jumped a coverage pass, pick six from Reese Ostrowski, brought it back 18 yards. Again, we were just 13 seconds into the game, and the Evergreens were up 7-0. On Toma's next possession, Toma had to punt from their own end zone. The snap was low. The punter tried to scramble to the side and get that ball kicked away. It was snapped right out of midair in the end zone by Orion Bow, and the Evergreens got a touchdown there, 14-0. The Evergreens gave up a score, though, late in the first quarter. A jet sweep, an 80-yard touchdown run by Boone Matheson. Toma went for two and was unsuccessful on a pass into the end zone. 14-6 at the end of the first quarter. The Evergreens got another pick six. Reese Ostrowski jumped in front of the pattern along the far sideline, ran it back 10 yards. Point after touchdown failed, and the Evergreens led 20-6. The Evergreens did get one successful offensive drive, capped off with 27 seconds left in the half, and capped by a two-yard touchdown run by Delton Zuliger. That drive was kept alive on a third and 13 completion to Brian Hallenbeck. Evergreens will get one more chance for points. Toma fumbled with 18 seconds left. Evergreens quarterback Reese Ostrowski threw incomplete and was sacked the second time, so the Evergreens were not able to add. Everest will get the ball to start the third quarter. But, I mean, what you'd like to see is the offense be a little more productive. The Everest offense has gone into the red zone three times. Failed on fourth down, threw an interception in the end zone, and then were able to cash in on the Delton Zuliger touchdown run. Toma has turned the ball over four times in the first half. Evergreens have turned the ball over once. The Evergreens are 0-2 on fourth down in the game. I mean, the Evergreens for sure are going to keep their starters in. I think they're going to want to keep their foot on the gas here in the third quarter. Let's talk a little about what lies ahead for the Evergreens, because one of the things that's different about this season is the Evergreens have played themselves into meaningful games in weeks 8 and 9. Next week, the Evergreens travel to Marshfield. It's our first trip to that brand new sports complex that the Tigers have over there. And the Evergreens, if they get a road win, would assure themselves of no worse than a tie for the division title. And the Evergreens are then back here for senior week against Spash. Now, the Spash Panthers have yet to win a game. They're hoping to change that in their rivalry game against Wisconsin Rapids tonight. But Spash has such a history, at least in recent years, of beating the Evergreens. Take that week 9 game for granted, especially if it has playoff or division championship implications. So weeks 8 and 9 are both mission critical games for the DC Everest Evergreens, and you just want to have a positive feeling coming out of today's game. And at 27-6, I mean, yeah, it's a comfortable score, but I want to be able to come out of this game and say, you know, the offense is productive and that the team is clicking along, and at least through quarters 1 and 2, you can only sort of say that right now. Everest football is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. We finance fun construction loans too from the Cloverbelt Credit Union. I have given up. The short sleeve polo shirt has been retired in favor of the big orange Syracuse windbreaker. The Mike Tirico Memorial windbreaker. Mike Tirico and I, both members of the class of 91, speaking of homecoming at Syracuse University. Obviously, his career has led to airplane rides and stays at the Ramada Inn. I get to go home to my bed each night after covering Everest sports and having a blast doing it here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. As the years go on, Mike Tirico and I's hairlines are going in similar directions. One of my best friends in college was a housemate of Mike Tirico's in college. And I can tell you that during events at the Carrier Dome, a lot of money was being made by parking cars on the front lawn. That was a house that had a huge house fund. Teams have returned from their locker rooms and are on to the sidelines. Evergreens will get the kick to start this third quarter. 27-6. Two pick sixes by Reese Ostrowski, so he's getting the game ball no matter what happens in the second half. Delton Zuliger has had another productive day, but Delton's not over 100 yards yet. And again, the Evergreens just would feel better about things with a good drive here to open up the half. Football is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank with locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Chris Tilton and Ty Strelo are back to receive the kick. The Evergreens receive team is already on the field. Couple of Everest male athletes represented on the homecoming court this year. Diego Sanchez from the soccer team and Ethan Ostrowski. All right, ball's out on the tee. Toma again clusters up like maybe they're going to onside kick here. Brandon Luke is the kicker. And now they spread it out, so this will be a traditional kickoff, we believe. Lewick's got it on the tee. A lot of these kickoffs have been short. Strelo and Tilton creep up to the 10 and 15 yard line. It's a bouncing line drive kick picked up at the 30 by one of the Everest upmen. Want to be sure-handed here, and the Evergreens are. Move the ball out close to the 40 yard line. First and 10 Everest there. Handling the ball for DC Everest was Drew Hoffman. Hoffman had both hands around the Duke, just like you like it. And we'll mark the ball at the 38-yard line. The Evergreens will start then. I just noticed during halftime, it's gotten cold here.
Ball spotted on the Evergreen.
First and 10. Single receivers to either side, and here's Ostrowski handing off to Delton Zuliger. Got a whistle and a gain of 2 or 3 yards.
Jacob Paul on the tackle.
Moves the ball out to the 42-yard line. I have no idea what that's about. Fan comes up to our broadcast window and gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 50-50 lottery tickets. Sir, if it cashes, I'm out of here like a shot once the game ends. On second down, handoff. Here is Zuliger again. Goes into the pile, tries the far side. Doesn't have a first down, but cuts the distance in half. It'll be third and 3 from the 46-yard line. You know, if Toma has designs on getting back into this game, they need a 3-and-out right here. Evergreens need to move the ball out to the 49-yard line. Bidenkowski down low. He's the single receiver, and they've got 3 receivers. Trips up high for the Evergreens. Strelo's in the slot. Handoff up the middle. Zuliger tumbles forward. Second effort. Got him the first down. Wow, Zuliger was wrapped up at the line of scrimmage for no gain. He tried to spin, couldn't quite spin out of the tackle, but spun his way forward. Gets 3.5. The Toma coaches are calling for a measurement on the far side. It's not necessary. Ball's all the way across the 49-yard line. It is indeed a first down for the Evergreens. And on first down, handoff up the middle. This is Neitzel. Neitzel powers his way forward. 5-6. He falls forward, too. He's got 7. Down to the 44-yard line into Toma territory. And the Evergreens sure would feel good about themselves if they take this opening kick of the third quarter and stick the ball in the end zone. fact, that would kind of change the way I feel about the ball game here. Be a big, comfortable lead. Jet sweep. Ty Strelo here cuts back. Strelo, wow, took a big hit. That small player running into big player, and Ty Strelo has a yard. Nothing. No gain. Strelo decided that he couldn't get the corner and planted and cut into one of the linemen who bear-hugged him and brought him right to the ground. Third down. Four-down territory here with the ball at the 44-yard line. Hand off again. Zuliger right between the tackles. He is close, but is short. Zuliger picks up three. It's going to be fourth and one. No question the Evergreens are going for it. A different personnel package comes in. Orion Bow comes in, and the big blocking tight end, Colton Edens, is in too. So the Evergreens will go jumbo on fourth and a yard. Evergreens failed on two fourth down tries in the first half. Now one of the officials calls timeout. This is to get a helmet strap on for one of the defenders for Toma. Fourth down, three backs behind the Evergreens quarterback. Handoff forward. This is going to be close. Zuliger, I don't think he made it. I think right between the tackles, I think Zuliger's been turned back for no gain on fourth and one. Yep.
No gain.
Not even measuring it. He didn't get the first down. Nothing between the tackles, and the Evergreens are 0 for 3 on fourth down attempts in this ball game. Toma gets the ball at the 42-yard line. It's not like the Everest offensive line lost at the line of scrimmage there. I mean, line play looked about even, just there was no hole. Zuliger ran right in to where there wasn't anything to be had. And the ball is turned over. Timberwolves first and 10 at the 42-yard line. 27-6, Evergreens lead. But again, the offense just feels a little bit sour. Got a whistle here as the ball was snapped. Line judge throws his flag here. And
offside, Toma
jumped before the snap, so it'll be first and 15. Toma's seventh penalty. So that's too much, obviously. Ball moves back to the 38-yard line after the 5-yard assessment. Three receivers down low for Toma. Man goes across, fake the jet sweep. No, jet sweep going here. Not gaining back all the penalty yardage. Cade Geichnow gains three. Second and 12. Ball moves right out to the 40-yard line. First defense has been solid. Defense has played better than offense so far in this ball game.
Loss of two. Second and 12.
Toma needs to gain this ball across the 50 and down to the 48 in every territory to pick up the first down. They're going to have to pass downfield sooner or later in this sequence. And here it comes, three-step drop, delayed blitz. It doesn't get home over the middle, incomplete penalty. That's an obvious penalty, pass interference against the Evergreens. Ball was underthrown. Andrew Wentzel made clear contact with the receiver. Toma's going to get a first down via penalty here. Wentzel had the over-the-top coverage and ran through the deceiver, through the receiver, first down. Ball will move across the 50 and down to the 45-yard line in Everest territory, so a penalty-aided first down.
Ball on the Evergreen 45.
Pistol formation again. Trips to the near side of the field. Single receiver up high for the Timberwolves. Pistol formation from the 50-yard line. Handoff, fullback at the line of scrimmage, stuck in the hole and thrown backwards. Eduardo Bruning, big hit. Orion Bow came up too. Second and 10. Punishing run that went nowhere. 8 minutes to play, third quarter. 27-6 at halftime and 27-6 now. Man across the formation, jet sweep. Evergreens have this strung out. He's not going to get the corner there. This will go back for a loss. Evergreen's had that defense very well. Reese Ostrowski, who's having himself a game, spun Cade Geich now out of bounds for a loss of two. Here comes third and 12 again. Picked up a third down via penalty the last time on this drive. And Toma trailing by three touchdowns would probably go for this regardless if fourth down should come up, I would think. Ball is on the near hash. Again, three receivers up to the far wide side of the field. Man in motion for a jet sweep. Quarterback will pass. Evergreen's blitz. A lot of pressure. Throws to one-on-one coverage. That is incomplete. Receiver couldn't hold it, and the quarterback had to get that away before he wanted to. Fourth and 12, and Toma sends out the punt team. Evergreen's blitz was about to get home, kind of disrupted the timing of that play. Ty Strelo is going to await this kick. Wind was calm when this game started. Now there's a little bit of a breeze, and this will be a wind-at-your-back punt. Evergreens will have the wind for the fourth quarter should they need it. Evergreens hope there'll be enough distance between them and Toma that the fourth quarter will be academic. Here's the snap. Here's the kick almost blocked again. Line drive punt returnable. Strelo from the 15 to the near side 20. Dances in the hole now. Tries to the far side. There's blocking there. Strelo's across the 40. 50. He's into the clear. Across the 40. And it's going to be shoved out of bounds by the punter back at the 30-yard line. A really nice return. Ty Strelo, 53-yard return. No flags. So the Evergreens get a short field thanks to the speed of Ty Strelo. You know, there's a good lesson for kick returners there. Ty Strelo was not satisfied with what he was going to get along the near sideline and had the confidence, knew that he had the speed to get the ball to the other side of the field. Got a lot more yardage because of that. Ball's at the 32-yard line in Toma territory. Evergreens will pass on first down. Ostrowski steps up. His arm was hit as he threw that ball. It's incomplete. Ball went straight into the ground. Ostrowski had backside pressure there. So second and 10. Now this message from the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Did you know that the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? For the next home game, and there's one left, Week 9 against Spash, have dinner at the D.C. Everest concession stand, and go Evergreens. Second down design rollout. Ostrowski's going to tuck it and run it. Hit at the 30 and falls forward to the 28. It's a gain of 4 yards. A third and manageable six coming up here. Evergreens drove the ball out to the 40-yard line on their first possession of the half and then failed on fourth down. Evergreens will try and pick up this third down as the ball is now at the... We've got it marked at the 29-yard line. Under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ostrowski from the pistol here. Zuliger is the running back, designed rollout. Late pressure, throws, open receiver, Chris Sultan, complete. Ran a nice pattern down and out along the far sideline at the 15-yard line. And Ostrowski with a nicely delivered ball, 16-yard pass, and the Evergreens are true on third down into the red zone again. 27-6 Evergreens. Can they come away with points and deliver a early knockout blow in the midway stage of the third quarter? Strelo and Tilton are up high. Hallenbeck, single receiver down low, new set of downs, three-step drop, looking to Hallenbeck, one-on-one coverage to the end zone, just over his near shoulder and incomplete. You like that one-on-one matchup there with Brian Hallenbeck in the end zone. That was not a well-thrown ball, though. Got to lead Hallenbeck a little bit further towards the end zone. Instead, that's over his shoulder and out of play. Clock stops, 6:04 to play, second and 10. We're in the third quarter. Had no scoring since halftime. Evergreen's break huddle. Twins up high, Twins down low. Ostrowski gets the snap. It's a pitch to Zuliger. That was almost too far out in front of him. Zuliger almost fumbled it. So that messes up the timing of that play. It's a yard or two, and now there's a penalty marker down onto the pile as Zuliger is brought down. So this is likely on the defense. I don't think that's a late hit. Zuliger is marked for no gain. Zuliger didn't have any blockers around him, so I don't see how it could be on him. Let's see what we have here, waiting for an indication from our officiating crew. And now we are told this is a dead ball foul against Toma. They're going to call that as a late hit. I don't think I agree with that.
Half the distance to the goal.
No matter, it's a break for the Evergreens. Half the distance brings the ball between the 7 and the 8-yard line, and the Evergreens get to replay first down. So from there, it's first and 3.
From the 7.
Neitzel is the big back. Ostrowski, handoff to the second man through. Zuliger, legs are churning. He is close to the first down. This will depend on the spot. Again, because of the penalty and half the distance, this is going to be... Well, let's see. It's going to be spotted just a little bit short. And one of the Toma players is slow to get up. Training staff is coming off. That's their big player, Hayden Larson, the 290-pounder, the nose tackle. It's coming off. Just like that, another big, beefy young man comes in to take his spot. William Bowie is 265. Now, the down marker is wrong here. They've got this marked as fourth down. That is not. That is a third down play. Come on, guys. We're playing this on fourth down. The Evergreens go for it. No matter. They've got the first down anyway. Saw that last year, too. Down and distance is kind of basic, and that was a third down carry, not a fourth down carry. The Evergreens do have the first down. Move the ball inside the 5-yard line. I don't know how that happens. First and goal for the Evergreens at the 5.
First and goal from the 5.
And we'll go under 5 minutes to play in the quarter. Hallenbach's the receiver up high. They've got that one-on-one matchup that they like there. And Tilton down low. Instead, Zuliger busts up the middle, spins out of the hands of one of the defensive tacklers and into the end zone, Delton Zuliger. That's 9 touchdowns on the season to lead the conference for Delton Zuliger, a 5-yard touchdown run. And the Evergreens widen their lead. It's 33-6. With a point after touchdown coming. Bryce Morris's kick is up and good. 34-6. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Get to know the doctors that get to know you at Bone & Joint.
My name is Adam Halverson, foot and ankle specialist, orthopedic surgeon. There's not a lot in the way of an orthopedic foot and ankle specialist in the northern portion of Wisconsin. So I think especially offering ankle arthroplasty or ankle replacement in this area will certainly be a new service for this community.
Dr. Halverson is now accepting patients at Bone & Joint's Plover and Wausau locations. Call or make your appointment at bonejoint.net.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
We're back at Steam Stadium, where the Evergreens faithful are celebrating what looks like a victory tonight. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Evergreens are up 34-6.
Ethan McClure, Deke. For the kick from Alex Schuster.
And the Evergreens have five touchdowns tonight. Two by the defense on pick six. Two by the offense and one on special teams. Alex Schuster will kick this off. Schuster's kick coming up to field this at the 10-yard line. Moving forward here is Jaden Brown. Brown's across the 25, out to near the 30-yard line. Toma takes over there. Win tonight moves the Evergreens above 500 for the season. Happy to hear that. Toma is in danger of losing a fifth in a row. Football's brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. First and 10 for Evan Long. Long gets the snap. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, throws now out to the flat. It's complete. All of that for a gain of just 3 yards to Brandon Long. Evan to Brandon. Brandon threw that ball while he was moving forward. He was just barely behind the line of scrimmage. Second down, five to go as the ball moves out to the 36-yard line. Players stayed inbounds. Clock continues to run. 4:15 to play in the third quarter. Receiver across the formation. Fake the jet sweep. Quarterback to throw out to the flat. Well over the head of his intended receiver there. It's a bad misfire. And we've got a flag down at the line of scrimmage. Playing on the play. Penalty is going to be against Toma here, and the Evergreens, I think, are going to decline this penalty and will play this as third down. It's a hold on Toma. Holding, and the Evergreens are going to accept the penalty right at the line of scrimmage. Move them 10 yards back and replay second down.
Ball now on the 26. Second and 15.
Yeah, that'll make it second down, 15 yards to go. The Evergreens will face a tougher opponent next week, and they'll have to go on the road, Everest and Marshfield. That game will be in our live window, 7 o'clock kick, 6:30 Fox Sports game night. Snap is at the quarterback's feet, picks it up, rolls out, backside pursuit, pass, almost intercepted. That's caught along the sideline by Cade Geeknow. Get a foot in bounds there? Yes, sir. Not enough for the first down, but this will make it third and short. Third and two.
Third and one.
The ball rests just over the 39-yard line. Need to get to the 41-yard line. Twins to either side. Quarterbacks from the pistol with a single back behind him. Handoff through the middle, first down, busting into the secondary across midfield. That's a gain of 9 yards there. Cade Geeknow.
Dominic Busco on the spot.
Busco for the Evergreens, along with Colton Bundy. So Toma moves the ball across midfield for the first time in what seems like a while. Again, Toma has occasionally shown big play potential on offense. First and 10 here. Long count. Quarterback will pass. Late blitz. Arm was hit. Falls incomplete. Dominic Busco got right into the quarterback's face as the quarterback's arm was moving forward. That clearly incomplete pass. Second and 10. Some of the Everest linebackers for a moment were confused whether that was a fumble or not. It is not. The quarterback or one of the receivers looks like they're injured there. And Toma actually is going to take a timeout. I think they want to assess whether their quarterback, Evan Long, is all right or not. 34-6 is our score. The Evergreens have the only points in the second half. A 5-yard touchdown run by Delton Zuliger. Football coverage is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Our website, everythingevergreens.com. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. Presented by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, the Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. That's everythingevergreens.com. The timeout is over. Want to make sure that Evan Long is still indeed the quarterback here. And it's not. Evan Long is out. Justin Gerke is in. So new quarterback in for Toma. I thought that Long may have injured himself on that play forward. Came up shaking his hand, and he's out of the game right now. On second down, Gerke with a long snap. Evergreen's blitzing from behind. He's hit from behind and taken down hard. Throws incomplete. Got that ball away as he was being dragged down by Keaton Edwards. The Evergreen's defense is suddenly buzzing on the Toma quarterbacks. Third down and 10. That was from the blind side, too. So it's the second stringer he's in. Had to hear footsteps on that and took a big hit. And it is still Justin Gerke at quarterback. In fact, I see over on the far sidelines the athletic trainers around Evan Long, who was the starter for Toma. Here's third and 10 from the 47-yard line. Three receivers down low, one across the formation. Evergreen's looking to blitz again. Right up the middle, it's picked up. Quarterback steps forward, steps right in to more Evers defenders. He's sacked. Keaton Edwards again is at the bottom of the pile for the Evergreens. So is Jack Davison. He was stepping towards the line of scrimmage, so it's a loss of only three on the play, but now comes fourth down. Evergreen's a blitz three times in a row. And again, it will be Gerke at quarterback. They're going for it on fourth down. The ball rests right at midfield, fourth and 12. Because of where this game is, I mean, 34-6, the crowd is kind of quiet now because the Evergreens have this comfortable lead. Here goes Toma on fourth down. They got a screen if they want it. Swing it out to the near side. Penalty markers down. Incomplete on the far side. That was a poorly thrown ball. Penalty is right down in the middle of the line, and if it's against Toma, the Evergreens will decline it and will take over. It is a hold on Toma. The Evergreens will take over on downs. Right at midfield. The Evergreens are indeed going to keep their starting quarterback, Ethan Ostrowski, in. Again, the Evergreens, five touchdowns, but only two from the offense. I think the Evergreens probably want the offense to work a little more in the third quarter. Then we may see some of the Everest reserves here on homecoming. 34-6, Everest taking over now.
First and 10 from midfield.
Tilton and Hallenbach, receivers to the near side. Ostrowski's in the pistol now, and he will pass. Good protection, throws to Tilton, complete, 40. And down to the 35-yard line. Tilton still going. Got three or four extra yards down to the 32. Happy birthday, Chris Tilton. Having a good game for the Evergreens. That'll bring us to under 2 minutes in the third quarter as the Evergreens are marching again. Clock will wind once the sticks are in place over on the far sideline. Probably the final series of the game for the Evergreens' offensive starters. Ostrowski up to the line of scrimmage. Handoff here. New running back is in for the Evergreens. This is Peyton Peterson. Peterson's up the middle. He's got 5 or 6 yards. Peyton Peterson. Toma's trying to strip the ball out. Peterson was clearly down. And this will be second and 4. So the Evergreens rotate in some personnel. I mean, with this game at this stage now, and a 34-6 lead, you want to make sure there are no injuries. In fact, Delton Zuliger is not in the game right now. Makes sense. Second down, Ostrowski will pass. Good protection, now steps forward. He will run, and second effort gets him close to the first down. You know, he split, went in between those two defenders, and he's right at the sticks, maybe a yard short.
Christian Welch with the pass.
Yep, third down at about half a yard here.
Third and one.
45 seconds left until we change sides and move over to the fourth quarter. The outcome just feels not in doubt now. New receiver in for the Evergreens, Bo Babiush, is way up high, along with Tim Strelo. Handoff up the middle, and the Evergreens' Jacob Mladic has the first down. Mladic is still going, and Mladic on second effort moves the ball down to the 15-yard line. Mladic looked like he was at the 20, but, you know, he bent his knee didn't go down, and pushed off and went forward again. Probably the final play of the third quarter. The Evergreens have moved back inside the red zone. It'll be first and 10 from the 16, and we are going to change sides and go to the fourth quarter for the next play from scrimmage. DC Everest 34, Toma 6. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Football games.